My first guest for Center Stage tonight is Van Nixon. There's a show called that you know and love, Jesus Christ Superstar. And in fact, my sister actually went to go see that particular show, and Van Nixon joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And I have to tell you, it's interesting because he was also the former front man for the Maroons, and we're not talking about Maroon 5, but a well-known 80s reggae band for sure. How you doing, Van?
How you doing, Geraldine? Nice to hear you.
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. You too. So, of course, you are still busy getting it done. Jesus Christ Superstar is so famous,
ma'am,
and popular in this town. Was it well attended tonight?
It was well attended tonight. The last three nights has been well attended. I think people really love this musical, and the way we put, I'm just going to say it right out here, the way the production puts it on is it's spiritual. It's moving.
Well, that is perfect. Of course, when it comes to theaters, this particular group is called Theater 55, and it's all about people being over 55 and over in age. And I had a chance to come and see, I think it was Hair, was the first piece that they put on Theater 55. Am I right?
That was Hair, right? And the folks were over 55. That one had a lot of energy in it. I think that was that last year, year before last. Yeah, it's around the COVID time. You know that.
Yeah, around COVID
word.
Time.
There's,
maybe
there's
night.
The word.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting that Richard is still at it, Richard Hitchler, and you guys decided to return to Capone Art Park for a concert version of Jesus Christ Superstar. So tell us, how did it go from the big piece that is Jesus Christ Superstar in theaters, and then it goes to just the music of it?
Well, and you're exactly right. There's a big piece of it. This piece is basically cropped down. It's the music of it, and as we go through the music of it, there's also some facial staging and a little bit of movement. And Richard, heckly, the idea that he had was to make it move without a big production, and it's doing well. I'm telling you,
I'm really glad to hear that.
You know, it's just a really fun show to do and a fun show to sing. You come out, you sing, you can sing as it's going along, because everybody knows the music that is really into it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, this is the first musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice.
Right.
You know, the power couple. And for you guys to do Jesus Christ Superstar, I know it took a lot of rehearsals. When did you begin rehearsing?
Oh, I think we started back in June.
Oh, wow.
Was that? Yeah, we started back in June. We've been rehearsing for about a month and a half.
Okay, not bad at all. When people come and they see that this is this whole acting company of 55 and over, do you have people asking, hey, do you have people asking, can I join? And if I could join, how does that work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my wife and I, sometimes we have housing students, and the students just want to get into it. But if they can't, you have to be 55, because, you know, this is to empower seniors, you know, to empower the elders, you know, because we still have it. You know, we still like doing this kind of a thing. That's what it's all about. Not to say that they can't, but it's, you know, it's Theater 55. That's what it is. You have to be older than 55.
Yeah. See, and I love it, because people think you get over 55 or older. Yeah, I love it.
And you
it's just say, I'm 65 years old. If I were to say that, then people go, you're getting older. No. Let me tell you, people in their 80s and 90s are doing great things.
Still doing it. I'm a musician, and every once in a while, I look at musicians that are like 80 years old and they're still playing and still singing. I go, yeah, well, you know, I'm just got a few more years before that. I'm still doing this. Why should I give this up? This is what you love. This is what God gave you.
Well, artistic director Richard Hitchler, of course, I mentioned him a moment ago, with music direction by Raymond Berg, and I know Raymond Berg as well. Yeah, and then choreography by Patricia Brown. Patricia Brown. I have not seen that woman in decades. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah. She comes on with those little, here, stomp this, dip, move that way, and I'm trying to keep up.
What I love about her choreography is that no matter what age you are, she might want you to just move a shoulder. Everyone move one shoulder at the same time, or the way your hand goes up.
Good.
It looks great. Exactly. So I cannot wait to come and see her. So you guys did do some choreography, huh? You really did?
Yeah. Patricia laid it on us. You know, it's like, you know, do this. I'm going to whip you if you don't.
Well, now, see, you play the role of Jesus. So when you were singing these songs, I can imagine you probably did you start looking up to heaven going, it is Sunday?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Geraldine, I do that every time I do something.
Especially why not?
This, because, you know, I'll throw this out here when I'm sitting there, and I'm sure maybe some of the other cast members do it too. But when I'm sitting there and it's my turn to not say anything, I'm praying.
Yeah.
Because I don't want this to look, it's not about me, it's about us.
Well, I tell you, you guys have done a couple of these, of the shows already. And today, which it was at 5 o'clock tonight, I'm so happy that you guys got through it and did well. But now the next show is not until Friday, July 22nd at 7 p.m.
Right.
Is that correct? And all of this is in that one park.
Yeah, it's Capone Park, right, Capone Art Park. And it'll be Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, and then again Sunday at 5.
Okay, and then it's done. Just that quick.
And then it's done. Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, man. Yes. See, now that's where age comes in. That's where our ages come in. No doubt about it. Tickets are $15 for individuals. And, of course, you can carpool like 3 to 6 patrons arriving in the same vehicle. And that would be $30, right? Yeah.
Right,
so I hope people will really come out. You've had two really good audiences. What is next for you? Now you've played the role or sung the role of Jesus. You know, how much higher can it get? Just saying.
I never thought of it that way, but I'm still doing some music, you know, because it's a gift. Still doing some things around town. My wife and I perform at senior centers. I do some single act things every once in a while. It's still the same. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is that I got hooked up with Richard to do this, the Theater 55 thing with all these people with Theater 55, and I'm in seventh heaven.
Yeah, right?
You know,
it's very cool.
You know?
We went to go see Hair, it was a great rendition of it. They did a great job. And so I'm sure there are a lot of people trying to get in. The youngest, does it have to start at 55? Do you ever have someone 54 joining? Do you know?
You have to be 55. And if somebody is 54,
no
they
exceptions.
Probably have to turn 55 the next hour. That's our demand.
Not the next moment, but the next hour. Oh, okay. Okay, then. All right. So if people want more information, where do they go for tickets?
They can go to theater55.org. Yeah, and you see that. Also, individual tickets are going there, too. But go to theater55.org.
Theater55.org.
.org. Yeah, all ticket information.
All right, Jesus. Thank you so much, Van Nixon. I sure appreciate you joining us tonight. You take care of yourself. I look forward to seeing what you guys are going to do next.
Bless you, hon. We'll talk to you later.